It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools reopened to in-person learning for preschool through fifth grade students Monday. It's the first time since Thanksgiving that they've all been inside school buildings. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Fifth grade teacher Emily Mosley had 14 students back in class. The other 10 remained at home, learning remotely. Throughout the day, she switched back and forth, teaching each group directly. Even though her in-person students were divided from each other by plastic barriers, Mosley says they interacted much more than they do online.
It was really beautiful and joyous to hear just what learning actually sounds like. It's really difficult online.
The district plans to have older students, middle and high schoolers, begin coming back to in-person learning gradually on January 19th. They've been out of buildings for 10 months. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The rules for common law marriages in Colorado are changing to account for same-sex couples, CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Colorado is one of only 8 states that still have rules for common law marriages. One qualification is that the couple present themselves publicly as being essentially married. That was effectively impossible for gay couples to do when same-sex marriage wasn't allowed. For many, it wasn't even safe to be open as a couple at all. In a new ruling, the Colorado Supreme Court finds that a same-sex couple's relationship can retroactively be considered a common law marriage, even if it took place before the state began to allow gay couples to wed. The issue is most pertinent to couples who are separating, and the question of whether the process is covered by divorce laws. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Northern Colorado is getting a new professional soccer team. Starting in 2022, the future Legends Sports Complex in Windsor will host the team called Northern Colorado FC. Colorado has two pro soccer teams already. This is CPR News.